Man singet mit Freuden vom Sieg in den Hütten des Gottes Volks. Ja, ihr König hat sterbend gesiegt.
Your king has won the victory.
Martyrholz.
On the cross.
Die Rechte des
the right hand of the Lord is exalted.
Die Rechte des Herrn
the right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Rejoice, ye redeemed.
Das Lamm, das besiegt hat den Tod.
The Lamb has conquered death.
Es singet mit Freuden vom Sieg.
Sing with joy of the victory.
Die Schar, die im Blut überwand.
The multitude which has overcome by the blood.
Die Siegeskraft liegt.
In the blood is the victory
die
power,
Welt, Sünd und Hölle bezwang,
which has conquered death, hell, and
die
Satan.
Rechte des Herrn ist der Herr.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
Die Rechte des Herrn beherrscht.
The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory.
Oh, jauchz, ihr Erlöster.
Rejoice, ye redeemed.
Das Lamm, das besiegt hat den
the
Tod.
Lamb has conquered death.
O singe mit Freuden vom Sieg.
Sing with joy
du
of the victory.
Das erlöst durch sein Blut.
You people who are redeemed by the blood. Soon
bald
you will go home rejoicing.
Soon you will be at home. Herrn behält den Sieg. O jauchz, ihr Erlösten und lobt. Das Lamm, das besiegt hat den Tod. Die Rechte des Herrn ist erhöht. Die Rechte des Herrn behält den Sieg. O jauchz, ihr Erlösten und lobt. Das Lamm, das besiegt hat den Tod.
Praise and thanks be unto the Lord for the wonderful song which our two sisters have sung. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord upholds the victory. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord. Also the wonderful songs which were played for us. We are grateful for it. The one song, "Oh, I'm drawn to these nice heights." Is this not our wish? Our wish to be with the Lord. And the second song, "Amazing Grace," which has found us who we were sinners. Praise and thanks be unto the name of the Lord. We begin this service in the name of our Lord. And to this I greet again all brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us online right now. Very warmly. We are grateful for last night, for His precious word, for the message, the last message, back to God, back to the word, back to the beginning. We are grateful that this message was preached unto us, that God has given us grace to hear it and to believe it. We have heard of the ministry of Brother Branham, of the two signs which were given to him for everything what God has done in our days and what he is still doing. We are grateful. He has opened our eyes for it, has opened our understanding, our hearts. We are grateful for all the grace which the Lord has given to us. Because of the wish of Brother Frank, I read a word of Psalms as the word of introduction. Psalms 86. Psalms 86, a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O, turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, O Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Praise and thanks for this Psalms. The title of the Psalms is A Prayer of David, a prayer of a pious man. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are coming to you in this morning, looking unto you, you who are holding everything in your hands. Also us, you are holding in thy right hand. We thank you that you kept us until this very morning. Bless us, bless your people worldwide, which wants to hear your word. Speak through thy precious word unto our hearts. We know everything will pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but thy word remains forever. And thy word is strong, powerful. It accomplishes in those who believe it for what you are sending it for. We thank thee for it. Have thine own way with us this morning. Bless everywhere your people. Heal the sick. Manifest thy presence through your Holy Spirit. And do that what you promised for our days. We trust in it also this morning. Strengthen Brother Frank. Lead him through your Holy Spirit so that he brings us that, so that our faith is edified and increased, as we heard it also in the last weeks, that we have a perfect faith, that we would be ready when you are coming. We recognize the signs of the time. Your coming is so near. Help me, help us all. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we ask Brother Frank. With all my heart, I greet all in the precious and holy name of our Lord. What a privilege that we all worldwide can listen, can watch, can witness and experience what God has promised for this period of time. Opening our eyes and hearts, that we can see it, that we can receive and understand it. What a grace that we may believe, as the scripture has said, and as written in Psalms 86, it was expressed that God may answer my prayer. I did my part throughout all these past years. You all know, by God's grace, more than 70 years, I am in the kingdom of God. 68 years, I have preached the word. And in the past 55 years, I traveled from city to city, from country to country, from continent to continent, to bring the precious, holy word of God. And as we heard it of Brother Branham, we mentioned it, the angel of the Lord really said to him, if the if they do not believe at the first sign, at the second sign, they will believe that the Lord has sent you. And God confirmed the word as it was in the ministry of our Lord. The blind received their sight, the lame walked, the deaf could hear. I watched it, how all these things happened. And God confirms not the man, God confirms the word which was carried and which was proclaimed. Today, I received so many phone calls as never before, from Melbourne, Australia, from all over the world. The phone calls came in, and in particular from the DRC, when the brother told me, your sermon, which was now preached last Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, which was played, they are being broadcasted via TV and radio directly into all the nation. When we think on all our brothers, also Brother Gonga, Brother Nyagi, all the brothers, Cecil, and who they are, all are joined with us and with the Lord. Never the agreement was so mighty. Brother Frank, keep going, preach the word for that you were called and commissioned to proclaim it and to carry the message. Also, we want to greet all our brothers in all peoples and tongues, starting with Europe, Switzerland, Austria, Czech Republic, all countries up to Finland, all countries of Europe, and also all countries of the earth. May they be blessed in the name of the Lord. And as we already mentioned yesterday from Matthew 24, brothers and sisters, what a grace! And the Lord God, may He bless also today all translators who are here now and all who are translating everywhere, be it Brother Etienne Genton, be it Brother Jean Lambert and Brother Erwin Pacheco, or whoever they might be, Brother Ernst Schreiber, who they might be, the Lord God, may He bless from the riches of His grace. As mentioned last night, the end time is here, and we have heard the last message, we carried it, but we do not bypass what is happening worldwide. We are not blind for it, but we see the fulfillment of Scripture on the people of Israel, among the nations, in the natural and in the spiritual realm. As we already also mentioned, naturally, nothing will be anymore as it used to be. And it becomes worse and worse that the people will pray and ask that the end shall come, and that everything what will break forth over mankind, that it will will take an end. And we all know it's happening. Be it the climate change, be it the global warming, be it the pandemic, whatever. Perplexity. Nobody knows how things will go on. But to the Lord, be the thanks. And if you look in this building now, how often we're here, 800 people, 900 gathered throughout all these years. 1974, the consecration, the dedication of this house of God took place. 46 years have come and gone. It took place what the Lord has said. Gather ye my people so that they hear my words. But now, the people of God is gathered in all nations and tongues and cities all over the earth. And when we hear how Dr. Mbie reports and other brothers, how God is opening doors and hearts, there where is no highway, no streets, no proper streets, there the people are hearing the last message. Yes, one can say literally, who are dwelling in the bush, they are hearing the word of the Lord in this time. Also for this, God has taken care for. Last night, we of course spoke about Matthew 24, and we emphasized that everything has to be placed in an order where it belongs. Also that we emphasized what is written in verse 27, that the Lord will come as the lightning and will be taken up, and therefore it is written, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it will happen, and we shall be with the Lord throughout all times. In the same way, we read on in verse 28, and then verse 29 of the great tribulation which would come. And right after that, and then shall the sign of the Son of Man appear in heaven, and all tribes of the earth shall mourn, and brothers and sisters, in the same, just like this, it will be. And when I then think about that the brothers who just refer to Brother Branham, but not referring to the Holy Scripture, teaching all these years that on the 28th of February, 63, the sign of the Son of Man appeared in heaven, and they are referring to this cloud which descended, in which seven angels were veiled in. And even they have the photo is in my office. On the grave stone of the main preacher of the seven thunders, they put this scripture, and the photo of the cloud, putting it on to the tombstone, and then the writing of the sign which will appear, which has appeared in heaven, and all the eyes will see it. But they didn't write on that then all tribes will then mourn about the things which would come. How grateful we can be that the Lord, three times, and we know, everything shall be established on two or three witnesses. Last night, we mentioned it. Be it in Matthew 24, be it in Mark 13, or Luke 21. Three times, it's repeated what the Lord has said. He told it to his disciples. Take heed that no one deceives you. This is the main title about that, what the Lord said about that time, about the end time, and about the coming of Jesus Christ, and about the great tribulation, and about that, what will happen after that. The main title about these three chapters is take heed that no one deceives you, for many shall arise in my name, coming in my name. You all know the Holy Scripture. But we read on of the fig tree. We read on how the Lord has said all this, what also happens, what will happen after the rapture, where the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, visible for all, and all nations shall mourn, and they will hear, and then, or with it, it's written, the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon shall turn into blood. And we then go to the prophet who has proclaimed the promise, the day of the Lord comes. But before the day of the Lord comes, I send you the prophet Elijah, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And the one happened by the ministry of John the Baptist. The hearts of the Old Testament fathers were turned to that what the New Testament sons and daughters experienced, and now again that all are brought back to that what happened and what was taught and proclaimed at the beginning. And then we have the full understanding, the full overall view about the whole plan of salvation of our God. Also this we emphasized, dear brothers and sisters, that this biblical message, the everlasting gospel, shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. Not just the one thing, so that all can understand my pain. No one on earth has greater pain than I because of all these teachings which are proclaimed by putting Brother Branham before the wagon. The prophet said, the prophet has said, such a pain up to the last proclamation of these false brothers and false teachers, that while the first church age in which Paul and John were, now I mean the Apostle John, who was on the Isle of Patmos, writing the whole book of Revelation. And they are claiming, because it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul has said to the true believers, I betroth you unto one husband, namely Christ. But I have pain. And I think, as the serpent beguiled Eve, so also you could be beguiled of the evil one. But these false brothers, they don't think about it, because they are under the false influence. Now, the claim with that, what Paul said at that time, the bride of Christ was betrothed to the bridegroom. But now, 1963, at the opening of the seals, the marriage, the wedding took place. And when one then hears how the hands are clapped and the hallelujahs are going up, then one has to cry and weep, mourn before the Lord. It just touches me so much that people have lost their mind, that they've lost, that they never had the overall view, and also not having it now. In the same way, with that, that the Lord, as the Lamb, has left the mercy seat at the opening of the seals, and that he descended, claiming the redeemed. May all these brothers, just one single time, one time more, read Revelation chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 5 and onward. The throne of God, the throne of God, of the Almighty. And then, the one sat on the throne, the 24 elders, and the four living creatures and the Lamb in the midst before the throne. But before the throne, not in the most holy place, before the mercy seat. Here, I have it with me. I brought it with me so that all can see the difference. The throne is the throne of God. And I say it once again, the 24 elders, the four living creatures, are before the throne, around the throne, and the Lamb is in the midst. But here is the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy of Holies, the mercy seat. Here is the blood. The blood was applied on the mercy seat, not on the throne on which God sits, but in the Holy of Holies, there where the Ark of the Covenant is, there where the law of God, the sentencing which came over all of us, and there our Lord, is not as a lamb, but as written, as the high priest, once for all, he entered with his own blood into it to apply the blood upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant to take away the condemnation and to let grace and mercy rule, taking away the sentencing from us and giving us forgiveness. You cannot imagine what kind of pain I feel with all these false teachings which are being spread. And then comes an email, and therein I was asked, Brother Frank, how long will there be the various different directions in all these cities? When will they understand that with God is only one direction, namely the biblical direction, the Word of God, grounded only on the Word of God? And the overcomers are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and of the Word of their testimony. Brothers and sisters, I'm not judging, but here we see the difference whether God has spoken to us personally, whether His Word has fallen into our hearts, or whether we have reasoned with our mind. And therefore, Brother Branham spoke about the three kinds of believers so seriously, but really very serious. The true believers, the make-believers, and the unbelievers. What is with all those who since years, since the passing of Brother Branham, are preaching that he will return, having the tent mission, that 30 to 40 days he will be amongst us? Oh, when I look at all this list with all the false teachings, then I feel really otherwise. On the other side, I'm grateful to God with all my heart that there are brothers who preach the pure, holy Word, passing it on, and always referring to the Bible. May also today all brothers who are joined with us and with the Lord wake up, taking it to heart that the various directions are leading into error, and all who are misled belong to the foolish virgins. They can neither stand on their feet nor on their head. With God, there's no error. There's no false teaching with Him. There's no mixing. There are only the pure sons and daughters of God, of whom our Lord could say, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. As sure as he, the Son of God, was begotten by the Spirit, and that the Word could become flesh, so we have heard the Word and were begotten by the Spirit of God, being born again unto a living hope. Please Receive it from this weekend. The admonition of our Lord. Take heed that no one deceives you. May God give grace, for the time is coming. Yes, it's already here. Where if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived into error. Because Brother Branham, prophet. No, we preach Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We preach the forgiveness of sins. We preach the pure, true, holy, everlasting gospel. And we are grateful to the Lord. Even when Brother Branham made the statement, he, the firstborn, was already at the beginning. Yes, he, the firstborn, is of course the Lord. Always the same, I am. Whether he's king, priest, prophet, whether he's son of God, son of David, son of man, whether he takes the various tasks, fulfilling it, he always remained the same, of whom it is written in Luke 2, verse 11, for unto you is born today the Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Lord. And every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ is the Lord is from God, of God. And this we confess with all our hearts. But at the creation, he was not the firstborn, not the son of man, not the mediator, not the advocate. At the creation, he was the creator. By him, all things came into existence. That's how it is written. Everything scripturally put in order. At the redemption, he is the redeemer. At the creation, he is the creator. For the bride, he's the bridegroom. For the sick, the healer, the physician. For the lost, the savior, the redeemer. He's all in all. And our task is to place everything scripturally, also our Lord. And when I now tell you, brothers and sisters, in Matthew 24, not only all these things are written, which we mentioned already, there also comes verse 45 up to 47. This comes then right before Matthew 25. And brothers and sisters, if that would only be written in Matthew 24, then we could speak about it and we could walk our way. But when it, and there was a 19th of September, 1976, there was a day. I was right. To take my Bible, the sun was shining into my room, and then the voice sounded of the Lord, my servant, I have ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, to give out the food in due season. What do you think? What in such a moment happens? That the word which the Lord has spoken 2,000 years ago, right As then, as he spoke about what will happen with the temple, with Jerusalem, with Israel, what would take place. And in the same way as he said what would happen in the end time, in the same way he said what would happen when the main thought will be really put into the center, the focus. Then it's today not only about to know that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled all over. And we see it, as I said last night, we see it at the traffic in the air, railway traffic, car traffic. We see it on land and sea. We see it in all of mankind. Everything has become different. But to the people of God, it's now about the main thing, namely that God's holy revealed word for this time has become our spiritual food, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And thanks be to the Lord that he has taken care for it. Also this, may it be said once again, the same Lord who said, store in food. Through Brother Branham, he said that the food which you should store in is the promised word for this time and is kept on the messages which are recorded on tape. But wait with the giving out of the food until the moment has come. Did God speak around me? Did he speak around you? No. God spoke through his word to me and to all of us. And by grace, he has put us up to date in the kingdom of God. And we're looking really back on to these years in which the Lord God has helped us. Let us now come again to that what Brother Branham has said of the three kinds of believers. I read from Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 13. I noted down the verses 13 to 18. You can all read them. We just read Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13. Nachdem Gott, nämlich for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Dear brothers and sisters, at that time, the Lord God spoke to Abraham. Today, he spoke to you, to me, to us. The same word which applied for Abraham at the time and what the Lord told him is also valid for us in our time. That God swear by himself what he promised to us. Why does Paul write of Abraham and then of Isaac? And of Isaac he writes that he was a son of promise. And then In Galatians 4, ye beloved brothers, according to Isaac, ye are the children of promise.
Oh,
that we could emphasize it every time anew. Children of promise. Our Lord as Redeemer was already ordained before the foundation of the world to redeem us. And we were chosen before the foundation of the world to be redeemed. But in the same way, we were ordained in this time not to remain in the self-made faith, not to remain in unbelief, but to believe the word of promise, which is determined for our time. And therefore, Paul could write, ye are children of promise. And then in 2 Corinthians 1, all promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Can God take anything back? Can he let something unfulfilled? I think here on Isaiah 21, verse 11 and 12. What is written there? Watchmen of the night, how late it is. And the answer is, the morning comes, but it's still night. And if you want to know more, then come again. Watchmen. God has watchmen set on the walls of Zion. And God, for this time, He has given grace that a crystal clear holy word is proclaimed as the last message into all the world. Watchmen, man of God, how late it is at the world clock. It's still night, but the morning comes. If you want to know more, then come again, return, and hear. And we are coming, time and again we come, because God has to say unto us every time anew, and we know. The glorious morning comes. And it will never become evening again. And no night will be there anymore. Oh, what a grace. So, brothers and sisters, when it's written here, when God made promise to Abraham, He swore by Himself, after God gave you and me the promise, His swear is valid. His oath is valid. You can be sure 100% that what God said will take place. Also the church will appear without wrinkle, without spot, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, sealed with the Holy Spirit unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. She will be prepared. And we believe that it doesn't depend on our willing and believing, but it depends on God's mercy. We are not better than all the others. We are just people, human beings like all the others. But let us say it once again. The true believers are men, people to whom God has spoken through His Word To them he gave the promise. And when we now, with a humble spirit, with a broken heart, we say that all the brothers who present false teachings and who mislead the people, and everywhere there are the various teachings, heresies. Let us say it once again. The bride of the Lamb is not a mixing, and the bride of the Lamb receives what our Lord has said. She takes it very seriously, very seriously. Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name and one and the other preaching this and that. May all brothers in all peoples and tongues come back to God, come back to the Word. And this one can say every time anew. God will not take errors. No people who went astray at the rapture. Because it's written, and his bride has made herself ready, and to her was granted to be arrayed in white linen. And this is the righteousness of saints. Brothers and sisters, I'm not a man who knows how one laughs, and even a bit laughing, it's not easy for me. But when I think about on this mighty experience of the rapture, seeing the innumerable multitude, young, all dressed in white, and it's really like this, that on all the dresses there was a glamour, a glitter, and not one dress. All who were around, all were pure. Not one spot, without spot, without wrinkle. We shall appear before the Lord. But when and how? Only when we abide in his word, when we abode in his will, not receiving strange doctrines of whom Paul already then he warned. And then in particular, in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, preach the word, be it in time or out of time, correct, rebuke, exhort, and stand in for the truth, for the time shall come, where the sound doctrine will not be endured. Beloved brothers and sisters, this we experience now. On one hand, the called out multitude, which were chosen before the foundation of the world, who believe the promises of God, accepting them. And we may also distinguish between Matthew 24, verse 44 to 47, and then verse 48 up to 51, we can distinguish. Always, when a true servant of God came on the scene, then also somebody comes behind who then says something different. That's how it always was. And that's how it is today. I want to lift up my Bible before the Almighty God, emphasizing once again that these verses, not only chapter, but according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, this is, thus saith the Lord, and again, thus saith the Lord. That's how I have heard it with these ears. And it's really my God-given task as the carrier of the divine message to preach the holy and pure Word of God. And all the false teachers, I want to ask them now, who carried the message to Europe? Who brought it to Africa? Who brought it to Asia? Who brought it to Moscow? Who to Peking, to Beijing? Who to Cairo? Who to Damascus? Who brought the message? Where? Tell me. Come. Tell me. Where are you? Where are you? Yes. This must be said once. God has really given grace, opening the doors in Abu Dhabi, in all the Islamic countries, in Pakistan, in all of India, all over, up to Korea, and wherever it might be, Indonesia. Who brought the divine message? Who preached it? Tell me. Say it to me. When did you receive a call? When did you receive a sending? When did you receive a commission? People were misled with referring to Brother Branham. And this hurts. I say it once again. When Brother Branham told me, the food which you have to store in is the promised word for this time, because God will send a hunger according to Amos 8 to hear his words, and then store in food. Beloved brothers and sisters, this I'm not saying for my sake. This I'm saying so that God's people in this time knows that with the passing of Brother Branham, God didn't stop. He didn't go home. He was not passed. He didn't pass. But that since that time, the pure divine message, the holy everlasting gospel was preached to all nations. And when you now think about how many stations are broadcasting and all are connected, can listen, not only 4,000, so and so much from there, but all over there are connections via the different channels to hear God's holy word. In closing, let me say here, we don't know how long this situation will last. We believe that we can have again meetings. But as I already emphasized last night, we are standing for your availability. We are available for you. Phone us if there is trouble. We are here for prayer. We are here to do what must be done, be it baptism, be it child dedication, be it weddings. We are here to do all the tasks which is necessary for the church and what we have to do. And may the Lord God bless all nations, and in particular, all brothers. And remember, dear brothers, who you are not preaching strange doctrines, remember, as sure as God ordained one to store in the food, and one he ordained to give out the food, so sure it is written that the food is given to all of the household, all who have now a ministry from the Lord. They preach the same word, they share the same spiritual food, just as the Lord commanded it. And when the Lord closes and said, I will put him over all his goods, not one area was excluded. Everything what belongs to the plan of salvation of God was included, was preached. And all the world can hear it. And I say it once again. May God, all who were misled, may God be merciful to them, that as soon as possible they return, if it is possible for them to return, giving glory to God, respecting what he has said, what he determined for this period of time, and what he promised. To him, the living God, be the glory. Also today, all the translators, may all translators be blessed, and all who will hear, may they be blessed in the name of the Lord. If I didn't mention all by name today, be it Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Cecil from Pretoria, and Brother Mwamba from Australia. If I didn't mention all by name, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, and I will not forget Brother Tati to mention him. God has blessed him and made him a blessing, and to it he could use him so that all the world can be equipped with the devices so that all can join online. Probably last time I mentioned it, 812 equipments, devices have been purchased to help all brothers in all of Africa, Asia, all over, to help them so that they can be connected, so that they can listen. Brother Tati is here today and can testify of it. To our God be the glory also for it, that the last message is no more carried by feet and not by aircraft brought there and there, but that the message by the online transmission, it can be heard all over the earth, being believed. May all who have heard today, may all receive with all their hearts, as with Abraham, as written. After Abraham was given the promise, God made an oath. After God has given you and me the promise, just imagine, when the Lord, even Matthew 24, personally mentioning it, I didn't know it at all. I could never have known it. For me, Matthew 24 was wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence. I never preached about these verses. But as read before, mentioned? They're standing, they're written before Matthew 25. And in Matthew 25, behold, the bridegroom cometh. And those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. May also this sermon serve for the purpose that we receive God's word in reverence, experiencing our preparation, and once for all believe that God speaks personally to us through His word, giving us the promises. Yes, even the last promise. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to receive you unto myself. He could confirm everything with an oath. He will return, and He will take us home. And the return of the Lord will be a divine reality. Not a teaching, but divine reality. We who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, we shall be changed, and together we shall be taken up into glory, meeting our Lord in the air, going up, entering the marriage supper of the Lamb. May all who preach this false teaching that 63, the wedding took place, may all once for all repent in sackcloth and ashes, repenting, mourning and weeping, asking for forgiveness at the people of God, submitting and returning to the word of God. May God bless us all and be with us. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Lord Almighty God, with all our hearts we thank you for your precious and holy word. You spoke to each one personally. Every word is addressed personally to everyone. And we thank you that we may believe you. You revealed unto us your word and your will. You have opened our eyes and hearts, opening our understanding so that we can see the fulfillment of Scripture. Beloved Lord, remember the blood which you have shed on the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, when at the misled, if there are still people who belong to you, who are your possession, call them back. Bring them back, O Lord. It's still the time of grace. Yes, bless. Worldwide, beyond asking, beyond understanding. And may all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge so that we are embedded in love, embedded in grace, embedded in obedience, that we all become one heart and one soul, so that you can make the finishing. And I'm asking you, beloved Lord, according to your precious and holy word, you yourself gave the promise from all peoples and tongues and tribes to call out. You did it. Now, please take care, beloved Lord, that the last message, crystal clear, is proclaimed as the everlasting gospel. And that God's revealed word as the spiritual food is prepared unto the table of the Lord, so that all who are part of the people of God, that they can feast upon this food. Dear Lord, you yourself, you said, my food is that I do the will of him who sent me, my God. My food is that I carry out that commission as the carrier of your word, which you have given unto me, so that your will can take place amongst your people worldwide by your grace, in Jesus' holy name. Your will was to send your prophet and servant to reveal your word and to reveal unto us your will. And we thank you that you made the continuation and you will make the completion by your grace. To you, the Almighty God, to the only God, to the true God, we say thanks. Also for John 17, verse 2. Therein is eternal life, that they know you, the only God, and whom you sent, Jesus Christ. Beloved Lord, bless beyond asking and understanding. Give reverence before your word. Join us with yourself by faith and by your spirit, under the protection of your blood. It is still written, when I see the blood, I shall pass over you. Dear Lord, if it is still mercy for the false teachers who say, that the blood is no more on the mercy seat. My God, where do they go? Where are they? Oh God, it is incomprehensible how Satan has lied and deceived and beguiled. We thank you once again for the admonition. Behold, take heed that no one deceives you. I thank you. Dear Lord, I thank you with all my heart. Your word has become the lamp unto our feet. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. Bless all who are your possession. Call the last ones out. Add them and complete your work. You will send the early and the latter rain, the perfect full restoration. Just shortly, you will give it by your grace. We are waiting for it because you promised it to us that it will be so. You don't have to swear again. Beloved Lord, we believe you. We believe you every word. It will take place. A double portion will be there. And your people will have the fullness, experiencing it by grace, in the perfect restoration and completion in your holy presence. Dear Lord, may all take home what we heard today. Bless all ministering brethren. Bless all translators. Bless all in all languages who will hear. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for everything. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. The love of God.
Thank you.